During Doha's hot summers, when temperatures hit above 45 degrees Celsius, most people tend to stay indoors. But staying cool here in a district of the Qatari capital known as Musharraba is much easier. It's been designed as a so-called smart city.
From the control room, for all the infrastructure that has been built from the beginning of the designing the project, was built to be a smart city where it could accommodate all the platforms for all the future users that is going to be within the city.
Sustainability experts gathering in Doha for this year's Smart City Expo say Musharraba is an example of how innovation and new technologies can be used to cut CO2 emissions and tackle climate change. They say urbanisation and population growth mean more smart cities are needed in the future.
There are nearly 8 billion people in the world and 55% of them live in cities. But the UN says that number is expected to rise to 68% by the year 2050, with close to 90% of this increase happening in Asia and Africa.
We have a few challenges in today's world, like sustainability, like innovation, like having a better integration of everybody's better life within a city. And those challenges, you have smart cities and cities that are not so smart, and the world will be thanking those who are bringing smart solutions.
Scientists say new technologies in cities will help bring down greenhouse gas emissions. Those attending this expo say they hope it'll provide a roadmap on how to get there. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera, Doha.